It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
It's the third and final hour of Live with me, Nayo Lupondona, and we're doing our daily focus. Who holds the mic? That's our focus for today. Remember, we've been talking about, or this week has been about prophecy in today's church. And today's focus is on who holds the mic. When it comes to prophecy, who exactly gets to speak? The role of church leadership in interpreting and delivering prophetic messages is crucial, right? But are the right voices being heard? Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about who holds the microphone in today's church, particularly when we're talking about prophecy. We do have Pastor Mbofu helping us understand exactly just that. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. Good afternoon and greetings to all our listeners.
Let's talk about it, Mbundisi. How does church, or how do church leadership handle prophecy in the community?
Thank you. I think the way prophecy is handled maybe stems from what we call one's presuppositions about the origin of prophecy, the source of prophecy, and the authority of prophecy. So in our communities, especially when you're talking about the Christian church, maybe particularly the Adventist church, we believe that what is said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, no prophecy is of private interpretation.
Absolutely.
Because prophets did not come by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So we believe that the source of the prophetic message is divine, and therefore the prophetic message has authority. It's authoritative, and it is the standard of doctrine, the rule of life, and the rule of faith and practice. So in our church community, a prophecy is taken as the word of God. It's handled as the word of God. It's handled as an authority. Because, you know, when scholars write books from using their education and their experience, those books can be challenged. But when you're talking about Bible prophecy, no one can challenge it because its source is divine.
Okay.
Ours is to find out what it means and to obey it, because it is an authoritative document written by holy men who were inspired by the Holy Spirit, and therefore it is authority. It is the standard to test everything by it.
So should everyone have a voice in sharing prophetic messages?
This one is a very pertinent question, but maybe as I respond to it, let me read these two verses, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. It says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. So when we take the principle of making disciples, the command of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, go make disciples. It means that the mandate is for all Christians, all believers. Every believer has a duty to make disciples.
Right.
And one of the ways of making disciples is teaching the Bible, or teaching the message of prophecy. So in other words, each individual Christian, each church member has a mandate to share the prophetic word or the prophetic message.
Right.
But what the Bible is telling us here is we need to be diligent students of the Bible, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Right.
So it means each believer is responsible, but there is also some accountability, because you don't share what is in your mind. You don't share what you think prophecy means, but you share what the prophecy says. It's not about the thoughts of the individual or how an individual sees, but the word, the prophetic message should be rightly divided. So in other words, each individual has a right to share the message of the Bible or the prophetic message. But the question is, am I rightly dividing the word of truth? Right. Am I not sharing profane and idle babblings? Am I not sharing my fairy tales or my own views? And then I claim that I'm sharing the word of God. So yeah. Many people, you know, these days, they want to preach, they want to share, teach prophecy, they run to the pulpit. But the question is, are they sent or are they sharing the message of the gospel? Are they rightly dividing the word of truth? Because, you know, the greater the, let me say, when the greater the responsibility, the greater the accountability, or the greater the times you preach, then the greater the accountability. So we need to ask ourselves, am I rightly dividing the word of truth? Especially when the Bible says, in the last days, a time shall come when people will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, they will have itching ears and will heap for themselves teachers that will teach what they want. Mm. So we need to be very careful. I have amended. In fact, it's not, when we are talking about sharing the message, it's not about showing that I have authority. But it's actually, they say every privilege comes with a responsibility. So when we have a privilege of sharing the gospel, of sharing the prophetic message, it means that the responsibility is great because you are standing between the living and the dying. Your message might lead people to eternal life, or it might lead people to eternal death, and you will be accountable.
And what about pastors, Mfundisi? How do pastors balance their role with the rise of personal revelations and prophecies?
Now, that's a good one. This one, we would say, there is no new revelation that contradicts what is already revealed. So if as a pastor, I say I saw something, God has shown me something, God has given me a personal revelation, that personal revelation cannot contradict already established landmarks of the Bible or landmarks of the Bible prophecies. But if I receive a personal revelation that is not in harmony with what Daniel said or with what the book of Revelation said or with what the Bible says, then we discard a personal revelation and uphold the Bible. Uh-huh. Because the Bible is the standard by which we must test everything.
Uh-huh. So is that what the church is supposed to be doing? The responsibility of the church in validating a prophecy before it's shared?
Wonderful. Exactly. So the church is a community of believers. Mm-hmm. And we say the church is God's appointed agents. In other words, on earth, God saves humanity through the work of the church. So whenever I have, I claim to have a personal revelation, which is somehow new, which is not there, maybe in the already established beliefs of the church, then I cannot just share that one as a faithful church member. I need to share it with the other brethren, the other church members. And then the other church members, the reason why we are in church is community. Two are better than one. There is wisdom in the multitude of counselors. So in other words, I should share it with others, and then others will also show me the other angles. Perhaps I thought that it's a new light or it's a new truth. Maybe I missed some other issues that are already revealed in the Bible. So the church should examine what I believe before I share it with others. It's very important.
And so there are those voices that people take with skepticism. And so I was wondering, and this is my final question, Mfundisi, can the church or should the church suppress prophecy by silencing certain voices?
Yeah, it's possible, especially in the last day. It's possible. It's possible because, you know, some people may want to suppress something because they know that maybe it is speaking against their sins.
Yeah.
When you are saying, when you are talking about the church, the word church is maybe several meanings. For example, in my local church, we may decide to silence a certain preacher because we know that when that preacher gets a chance, he gives us a warning message or he gives us the prophetic voice that wants to detach us from our sins. And then we may decide to say, let's silence him. So that is my local church. So we may also decide maybe not to invite a certain preacher because we know that when that person comes, you know, there's a story in the Bible, the story of Ahab, who said, I hate Micaiah because he does not prophesy good things about me. So it, sometimes people can do that in the church.
Mm.
People can do that in the church.
I hear you.
So we need to be courageous enough to accept even those are messengers of God that even rebuke us from our sins.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if the modern church could have someone like John the Baptist. You know, when you read Matthew chapter 3, Matthew chapter 2, the preaching of John the Baptist would
right.
say, "You brood of vipers,
yes.
we have taught you to flee from the wrath to come." You know, if
yes.
we could have such a prophet, such a preacher, I wonder how we could accept him in the modern church.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. That preacher's going to call people a brood of vipers. Okay, thank you very much, Mfundis. We're tomorrow, we're concluding our series tomorrow. I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. Please, keep on keeping on. Thank you very much for your time, Mfundis. I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you so much. We praise the Lord.
Thank you very much,
Mfundis.
Blessings all of you. Of course, Mfundis. That's Pastor Mpofu talking to us about who exactly is supposed to be holding the mic. When is your church?
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.